44th president of the United States, Barack Obama, and Joe Biden seems to be just the puppet. The puppet master is the Obama president.
Eric, your point's well taken that if Biden weren't in trouble, he wouldn't be trotting out Barack and Hillary. Let's just do a little history. It was a real tragedy when I was in the White House when we had John McCain do that. If you remember that. That was the two thumbs down. And if McCain had voted with his head rather than his anger, Obama wouldn't be going to the White House and we wouldn't have this abomination known as Obamacare. The second piece of history regarding Hillary, I don't know if you remember that abomination, Eric, when she came, when she handed the Russian ambassador a button that said reset, right? The Russian reset that was supposed to kind of put everything right. And she totally blew that. Now she's going basically on the Sunday news shows, rattling sabers and doubling down on this, doubling down on that. I mean, I like it when Hillary's out there because she's probably the most unlikable politician this side of Kamala. And by the way, Kamala, she looks like she's spending a whole lot more time in the gym than in her office. And for probably good reason, because she never seems to get anything done. But there it is. I mean, as Biden falls, how does Hillary, with a straight face, look at the camera and say, I think he's doing a good job. I don't understand what the disconnect is. Well, Hillary, I guess you don't go buy gasoline. You don't buy bread. You don't buy beef. And you probably have the Secret Service guarding your house. With the crime rate soaring everywhere else around this country.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? This hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That number again, 702-965-2016. Coming up, we're going to be looking at local politics. Robert Plummer is a candidate for the Las Vegas City Council Ward 4. We have had a pretty good track record of former cops turning to politics. We've got the sheriff is running for governor. Stavros Anthony has been a great representative on the city council. Should be on the Clark County Commission. I think that was a rob job. We'll talk about that. Stay with us. Robert Plummer joins us coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 LIUNA proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. The head of NATO has warned that Russia is regrouping its forces in order to deploy them to eastern and southern Ukraine for a crucial phase of the war. Jens Stoltenberg condemns Russia's brutality in Ukrainian towns, including Bucha.
We have all seen the horrific images of murdered civilians in Bucha and other places controlled by the Russian military until a few days ago. This is unbearable brutality that Europe has not witnessed in many decades.
Stoltenberg adds that more atrocities may come to light as Russian troops continue to pull back in the north. Federal regulators have opened an investigation following a wave of electric vehicle recalls. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Five automakers have called back electric and hybrid vehicles in the last 2 years over defects in the batteries that can cause fires or stalling. Now government safety experts want to know what's going on. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says their probe covers more than 138,000 vehicles made by General Motors, Mercedes-Benz, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Stellantis, the parent company of Chrysler, all with batteries made by a South Korean company, LG Energy Solution, which is in an agreement with several of the companies to build the next generation of replacement battery cells. While the investigation highlights a glitch in a rollout meant to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the Highway Loss Data Institute found that so far, EVs and their gas-powered counterparts not involved in a crash had about the same percentage of fire claims. Jennifer King, Washington.
Taking a look at the Wall Street numbers today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 280 points, the NASDAQ dropping 328, the S&P 500 lower by 57, oil dropping $1.32 to $101.96 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
It's 204. This is a KMCQ News Flash powered by me, yours truly, Jim Dallas, sitting in the catbird chair. After seeing gas prices skyrocket for much of March, pump prices in April are starting to drop. AAA reports Monday's average price for a gallon of regular gas in Las Vegas was $5.28. That's down a penny from Sunday. After the average gas price hit an all-time high of $5.36 on March 29th, gas prices have dropped some 7 cents in the last week. After being the second most expensive state for gas for much of March, Hawaii has now overtaken the Silver State for the number two spot with an average price of $5.21 a gallon. And $5.85, that's California. Yeah, more expensive than anywhere in this country. Well, if you have any tickets for the BTS shows this weekend or next weekend at Allegiant Stadium, you better remember to take your mask with you. Hope you didn't throw them all away. Stadium officials said show organizers are requiring all attendees to wear a mask at the K-pop superstar group's Allegiant shows, but they're not requiring proof of vaccination or negative COVID-19 for entry. BTS is scheduled to perform April 15th and 16th.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We got a crash. It's blocking the right lane. That's southbound Rampart at Summerlin Parkway. Also, look for a little congestion there on the 215 Southern Beltway as well. Eastbound at the 15 interchange and westbound 215 at Valley Verde.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. It's the political season. We are doing our level best to vet the candidates that are out there. It's not just candidates for the U.S. Senate or for governor, but it's candidates who are running for offices down ticket, who are so vitally important to passing legislation that we end up having to live by. One of those is a good guy, and his name is Robert Plummer. He's a candidate for Las Vegas City Council, Ward 4, and he joins us. First of all, Robert, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to the race.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and I'm looking forward to it. This has been quite the adventure the last few months.
Well, one of the interesting things about this is that when you enter a race like this, a lot of people don't know anything about you. They may have never heard about you. In fact, most people don't even know who their city councilman or woman is. In your particular case, I know you're a retired Metro after 23 years, chief of police of Napa, California, and you are running. Tell us a little bit about your background and how this all came to be.
Yeah, so thank you. I did 30 years in law enforcement total, 28 with Metro, 2.5 with Napa. And, you know, during my time in Napa, I realized how really screwed up California is, and I really wanted to make sure that Las Vegas didn't turn into that. So I wanted to come back home. I have three kids here, five grandkids, four of which are going to start the school system. So I want to make sure Las Vegas did not turn to California. I'm sure you've heard that before, but having lived it for the last 2.5 years, I really realized that there was an opportunity to have an impact and help the community that I was raised in. I was here, been in Vegas for 47 years, graduated of Valley High School. This is home, so I want to come back and do my part to continue to serve the community. So that's really what I got in. I want to make sure that public safety doesn't go by the wayside. You know, other communities, you hear them talking about defunding the police. People say, well, they won't talk about that in Las Vegas. I said, but if you get the wrong candidates in office, they may have a conversation about defunding the police. And so I wanted to make sure that we don't have that conversation. I am the right, you know, candidate for public safety. Education, as I mentioned, I have four, you know, grandkids starting a school district. I want to make sure that their schools are that their education is quality. Even though the city council doesn't have a direct impact, I do have an opportunity as a voice, as an elected official, to speak out on behalf of our children to make sure they get a quality education to be successful in life.
Was there any one thing that happened that triggered your candidacy? I know a lot of times somebody is sitting there on the sofa and something happens in the news and you say, oh, my God, somebody's got to step up. I can't be on the sidelines any longer. What is it that got you into this race?
So not one thing. I think a compilation of things. Having spent time in Napa and California and just seeing all the civil unrest related to the George Floyd and the whole defund movement, I figured now is a really good time for law enforcement to get involved in politics. I learned something during my time in California speaking to some legislators who were former law enforcement officers, and one of their biggest gripes was that officers who retire, others in public service, when they retire from serving in that role, they leave the state or leave, you know, get out of community service altogether, and you create this vacuum. And so one of the things he told me, he says, hey, when you retire, because of all the knowledge and information you have in, as your career in law enforcement, you could be, you know, you have an opportunity to serve the community from a different perspective. And so that really resonated with me. So when I came back home, I was seeing that there was opportunities to run for a political office. I felt city council was the best option because it is a local opportunity for me to really connect with the community and serve the community at a more grassroots level. So
I want to ask you, because this comes up a lot when I talk to people and I say, hey, what are the issues you care about? And almost always number one or number two is public safety. As a guy that grew up here, can you talk a little bit about how our community here in Las Vegas has changed and in particular from a public safety standpoint? I mean, people I know don't feel safe anymore.
Yeah, you know, Las Vegas has changed tremendously. I can tell you, man, when I growing up here, my first job was on Fremont Street. I was walking up and down Fremont Street with a sandwich board advertising ice cream for the Lay Left Casino. And I felt so safe. I didn't have to worry about someone coming up and robbing me or creating some type of violent act towards me. And even as a kid growing up, we would do things on the strip and didn't feel unsafe. And now, with the influx of crime, you know, gangs was that big infusion of issues, drugs. And I think we're seeing a big relationship to that from the California population. You know, California has done a really horrible job of their prison system. They're depopulating all their violent felons. We can see in our newspaper articles, in our interview, newscast, that California criminals are coming to Las Vegas and committing crime. And so as a law enforcement official, retired, I do have the relationships with Metro. I do understand what it takes to fight crime in the neighborhoods, and also how to engage communities, residents, to get involved with their local police departments. During my time as a captain, one of the areas that I was a captain was historic West Las Vegas. And, you know, there's so much back in the early 80s and 90s, the historic West Las Vegas was considered one of the most violent areas. But through Metro's efforts, predecessors to me, Larry Burns and Gary Schofield, others, and then when I came in, we were able to make sure that crime reduction happened over there. And it wasn't about fighting crime the traditional way of taking everyone to jail. It was actually building relationships and making sure the community respected law enforcement and appreciated what we did. And we worked together to solve crime. And as a result, I started a baseball league over there, which is opening day starts this Saturday. So,
all right.
And crime is reduced tremendously over there. So, yeah, Bolden Little League opening day is this Saturday at 10 o'clock over at Doolittle Park. So, yeah.
I want to ask you about your experience as a Metro cop. Ward 4 has been represented by a former Metro cop, Stavros Anthony, for something like 12 years. Ward 4 is part of the city that has relatively few negative issues. Tell us how you're going to work to keep Ward 4 moving in the right direction.
Great question. Yeah, Stavros has done a really good job in that community. He's really, you know, for 12 years, he's been the city council person, representing the city well, representing the residents well. You know, a lot of things that he's done are things that we in law enforcement do. We problem solve. We identify what it is that the residents need and how to solve their issues and concerns. You know, the communication that Stavros has over there is a lot of the same communication style I use, you know, through newsletters, social media, town halls. Any opportunity to connect with the community is really how you keep the community engaged and let them know that you're there fighting for them at City Hall or other matters that may occur or cross their paths. You know, Stavros says, you know, he does those shredding events. He does a lot of things to really promote a sense of community. He's done a lot of work with the parks. And everything that he's done, I'm going to continue to do and then build upon that by looking at other ways to engage Metro with that part of the community, but also figure out how to make sure our businesses stay safe, how to make sure our businesses are able to thrive, and make sure that our parks are clean and safe for all to use, our young people, our seniors, and just make sure that, you know, Ward 4 still remains a beacon of what it means to live in a city. that's respected by their elected officials.
I want to ask you about an issue that comes up all the time on this show. We talk a lot about education. We talk about school choice. And what impact can a city councilman have on education, not just in your district, in District 4, for instance, but overall?
Yeah, so I believe as an elected official, we have a responsibility, a duty to speak up when we see things aren't working in government. Our education system is like you said, is horrible. 49 out of 50, and some reports maybe even 50. And having graduated from Clark County School District, Valley High School, my kids are graduating from the school district, and now I have grandkids entering it. We have to do a better job as citizens, as elected officials, to speak out about the failures of our school system. I'm a big believer in school choice, education freedom, that the dollar should follow the kids. Kids should have a choice. Parents should have a choice where they send their kids to. But as a city council person, we also have a responsibility to affect the pre-events before school and events post-school. So making sure that all the schools in Ward 4 have the necessary resources prior to kids starting their classroom that day, and then after school's over, so safety programs and things like that. Are opportunities for myself as a city council person to make sure that the schools in Ward 4 and all the students in Ward 4 have the best and most resources, as well as the teachers, because we have to support our teachers. And I think there's too much finger-pointing when it comes to who's to blame. Let's, as a community, we need to come together as one and figure out how to make sure our education system benefits all children of all demographics throughout the Valley, whether you're in their higher-income neighborhoods or lower-income neighborhoods. Our school system should be able to supply every one of these kids with the needs to be successful in life.
Again, Robert Plummer joining us, a candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 4. That's the Stavros Anthony district. I want to ask you, candidates always need something, either yard signs being put into yards or folks to walk neighborhoods and door knocking and call banks and things like that. What is it your candidacy needs right now from my listeners?
Yeah, what I could use right now are individuals that are willing to walk. We have a large area in Ward 4. It spans a pretty massive area. There's, from the far north of 215 in Hualapai by Providence, Sun City, Summer, and Desert Shores, and Painted Desert. So if I could get folks that from your listeners who are willing to go out and walk and promote my campaign and talk about what it means to follow Robert Plummer to City Council Ward 4 race win, I could sure use that support. Knock on doors and engage in the community. And for those that are interested, you can go to my website at electrobertplummer.com, and there you can find all your information. You can join my team and be part of the efforts to help me win the race in City Council Ward 4.
Robert, thanks so much for your time. Thanks for your service to our community. Really appreciate it. And good luck on the race, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
There you go. Robert Plummer, a candidate for Las Vegas City Council Ward 4. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We're not even scratching the surface yet. We are sprinting to the finish line today right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down.
Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's something that is overdue, and that is a bill just filed by Dick Durbin in the United States Senate, the War Crimes Accountability Act. What is it all about? Let's take you live to the floor of the United States Senate and Dick Durbin, the senator from Illinois.
Places, and they should be held liable on a criminal and civil basis. That's what this bill would do. It's an effort to move forward with the cause of justice, but I hope it's only the beginning. When nations around the world adopt similar laws to the ones which I'm proposing, we will make it clear that there are no safe havens left for war criminals. They will pay a price wherever they end up. And that is the way it should be if there is going to be justice. Slava Ukraini.
There you have it. Dick Durbin live on the floor of the United States Senate. Again, when we say live and local, we mean live and local. It's just something that we like to do. And this time slot, the noon to three time slot, lends itself to being able to take you live to breaking news, whether it's at the White House, whether it's in the U.S. Senate, whether it's Governor Sisolak, whoever is making news, that's where we turn. I want you to hear from Jake Sullivan. He did the White House press briefing yesterday, and he is Biden's national security advisor, and he sizes up the war in Ukraine. Let's go to cut four and see if we can get this in before the bottom of the hour break. This is Jake Sullivan yesterday at the White House.
Even as Russia acknowledges the failure of its initial plans and shifts its goals, three elements of this war remain constant. First, Russia will continue to use its military to try to conquer and occupy sovereign Ukrainian territory. Second, the Ukrainian military